On the show today, we have Allied Solutions' very own Ann Holtzman talking about credit union risk management solutions and processes to recover from the pandemic's current and future risks. Tons of takeaways in this conversation, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Allied Solutions' very own Ann Holtzman. Ann, how you doing today? You look busy there.
I'm doing great. We are busy, but feel really privileged and lucky to be busy during these times. So thanks for asking.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, you look like you're multitasking there. You're like doing an interview and getting some work done at the same time, which we're A-okay with. What you got to do, you got to do. So we're fine with that. Hey, but the topic at hand here today is credit union risk management solutions and processes to recover from the pandemic's current and future risks. Now, before we get into the solutions and processes, so what are some of, I want to know, what are some of the pandemic's current and future risks that credit unions are experiencing now and perhaps will do so in the near future? So what are we talking about here?
Yeah, so I think we've had an opportunity over the last few months, and I think many of us, you know, were expecting maybe we would have recovery prior to now. Mm-hmm. But it's lasting longer than we expected. Yeah. And because of that, and also because of kind of the environment we're in, where we've got lots of folks who aren't traveling to their offices or schools but are working remote, that's created some interesting dynamics in managing risks for credit unions in today's world, mm-hmm. along with regulatory mandates, state guidances, other regulatory guidances. And then on top of that, you know, what will happen in the future economically and by the market is still somewhat unknown. Mm-hmm. And if you ask anybody, the one thing they'll say in the credit union world is, you know, we don't know because we've never been through anything like this before or seen the impact of anything like this before. So there's a lot of unknowns out there. Some things that we absolutely do know is that there is a strong, I would say, tenant and for credit unions who have always been very, very member-centric. You are seeing organizations, financial institutions, service organizations bend over backwards for consumers.
Yeah.
Understanding that it's been unprecedented times. And I think we all are seeing this very member-centric or mm-hmm. or customer-centric approach. And also, they don't want to be on the news. They don't want to be highlighted yeah. by doing something that isn't absolutely conducive to what would be best for a consumer who could be struggling right now.
Yeah, it seems like this is a you know, the proverbial moving target here because of all the unknowns, yeah. the uncertainties that we're having to deal with right now. And that is a risk in itself right now. I mean, any mm-hmm. move we make could, you know, that could have, you know, ripple effect, you know, down the line for sure. So you really got to tread carefully here, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we don't know what the long-term economic impacts are going to be. How bad will unemployment actually be? What's it going to look like when the deferment, along with some of the loan modifications, when those things aren't working anymore?
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got some tough delinquencies to manage. And I think a majority of credit unions are really anticipating in 2021 delinquency delays. And what I mean by that is delinquencies that have been helped along through so many of the programs that they've offered out to their consumers. Mm-hmm. But at some point, the employment doesn't rebound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the dollars aren't there, the payments aren't being made, and now there's this delinquency bubble that is more than likely going to hit the credit union industry. And how bad that bubble is or how strong those delinquencies are in number and in percentages, we just don't know because we don't know what the long-term impacts of to the economy are going to be. But we do know that they're going to come, that there are delayed delinquencies that are being anticipated across the board by the credit union industry. And then in addition to that, there have been some studies out there by some very good data partners of Allies and others who say what's also very interesting is the amount of member or borrower migration that we've had. So if I can work and I'm working remote versus working in an office building or a school, why don't I work from a different state? Why don't I have a second home in another state? So, you know, I think the other issue that many credit unions are going to have to deal with is where are my borrowers, where are my members now post-COVID to where they might have been pre-COVID. Right. And all of that, then, if you put delinquency on top of that, makes it very difficult to effectuate a good contact and collection program.
Yeah,
because people aren't where you thought they were. And there's been a period of time now where, you know, there may not be payments made for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. And so, you know, when does that hit? Does it hit all at once? What's the strain on resources going to look like? And then what are some of the proactive risk mitigation strategies could you employ today in the last quarter of 2020 that could assist you in 2021?
Yeah,
and I think that's a lot of the conversation right now.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's, yeah, 2021 is going to be the year of delinquencies and collections, I'm afraid. So yeah, you're spot on with that for sure. So what are some of the solutions and processes or preparations, for lack of better terminology, that credit unions can do to kind of mitigate all this, or even maybe even go take it a step further and help their members through a process like this?
Exactly. I think the key is this, as you look at the risk, meaning, you know, the one thing credit unions are very, very good at is setting up collection strategies that do everything that they can to assist their members. And those strategies, again, can be effectuated through a number of different resources. I think tapping outsourced resources that may have more of a national footprint versus just a regional footprint are helpful, because you can get ideas and solutions that you might not just think about regionally, but that might work nationally, mm-hmm. because you have to really think about the fact that these borrowers could be anywhere.
Right.
So looking at a more nationwide type footprint of resources. I think the other things are, you know, your monitoring and data analytic tools that you could employ now that would give you very early indicators that you have a member or a borrower that is showing signs of trouble. Mm-hmm. So, for example, is their insurance no longer in force? You're finding out that the address that you thought you had for them is not an accurate address. You're getting license plate hits on their vehicles that are in other states. They've provided you phone numbers that may not be accurate phone numbers today. Mm-hmm. So there's monitoring tools out there that can really help you hone in on where are your members and what are some of those earlier signs of delinquency. It may be, how do you tie your customer together and see that they missed a credit card payment, but they also have their mortgage and their auto with you? So how do you work those kind of indicators? And finally, what other kind of monitoring tools could you use to assist you that may have some predictive analytics to them, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. or apply predictive analytics to your membership? So those are things that can be done now. And I think the other thing that's really critical to be done now is that a majority of our credit union partners out there are going to need resources to help with delinquency management, and they're all going to need those resources at exactly the same time.
Right.
And one thing that we do know about COVID is there are businesses that may have serviced our industry pre-COVID that aren't going to be available to us because they just didn't make it through the pandemic post-COVID.
Yeah.
So not only is a credit union calling on these resources, but so are the large banks and finance companies, some of the captive auto lenders, some of the large mortgagees or mortgage servicers. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a run on these resources that is going to hit at a certain period of time, and everyone is going to want and going to be clamoring for the same set of resources.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that you can do today through the end of the year to ensure that if you need them, you've got overflow valves for delinquency management, overflow valves for your collection process, your repossession process, your mortgage process, your home inspections. I mean, things like that that you know you're going to have to deal with,
mm-hmm.
Early contact calls, call campaigns to even right now make sure that borrowers are where you think they are. Things like that. If you can work through a process where you're vetting and getting those resources and you've got them lined up and your name was the first one on the list for those resources, you will be money ahead versus trying to contract with, set up strategies, and build a partnership with those resources at the time that every other lending institution is trying to do the same.
Yeah. I think proactive is the optimum word here rather than reactive, because if you're reacting to this type of stuff, it's going to be too late for you. And it's going to be, like you said, it's going to be overwhelming what's going to be happening here in the next, 3 to 6 months now. So earlier you get started with this stuff, the better. Not only the better for your credit union, but the better for your members as well. So maybe you can get them out so you can avoid a situation like this. So saying, okay, this person done, let's move on to the next one. Let's help the next one. So.
Yeah. And I think, some of the just statistics that you need to look at is, projections of unemployment being in double digits. That there are industries that are not going to rebound from some of COVID, or it will take them longer to rebound.
Right.
The fact that for almost 3 to 4 months, not a single lending institution was ordering out involuntary repossessions. I think, the pent-up number now is somewhere between 200 and 300,000 auto units out there that are going to be need to be repossessed,
mm-hmm.
remarketed, sold, the title work done. Imagine then, it's not like we're adding significant numbers of repossession entities into the servicing spectrum. So, mm-hmm. Do you have enough buying power to buy those resources and ensure that they are doing what you need them to mm-hmm. do to offset deficiency balances. And understand that the more that you can get in regard to deficiency balance limitation, the better it will be for your member and for you at the credit union.
Yeah.
So ensuring you get all the refunds on your ancillary products from those product providers, handling that repossession process, getting that car as quickly as possible with as little damage on it as possible, remarketing that collateral in a way right now where, quite honestly, we're seeing used car values that are exorbitant in the market.
I've seen that too.
Well, that's anticipated to take a very deep dive as soon as these repossessions and rental car agencies have to liquidate their inventories.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you can get ahead of this at all, it will benefit you and your members. And at the same time, understanding that you're also trying to work with them and ensure that you're not having to move on collateralized loans like autos and homes where those folks are dependent on that collateral. So it's all those things, but I always say better be safe than sorry and have your backup plan.
Yeah.
That way you just basically take it off the shelf and turn it on
mm-hmm.
versus having to do all the due diligence, all the strategy setting, all of the relationship building and contracting. Do that now so you're ready to pull that trigger, and then utilize your partners. there's lots of good partners to the credit union industry. Utilize those partners to find those best-in-class services so that you can aggregate your credit union or credit unions among a lot of others to improve your buying power. And buying power for these resources is going to be key in 2021.
Yeah, no doubt. And the significance of this for the industry is, again, not only being there for your members, but avoiding the overwhelm, I would think, in the next, again, the next 6 months. Is that kind of what you're seeing as well?
Absolutely. And, you know, do you need to do something different in regard to just staffing? If you're not going to outsource, what's your staffing situation going to be? Because quite honestly, right, we don't know when we're all going to return to normal in our office environment. So your staffing, your ability to train those folks, your ability to have them connect with your brand and the way that you want your members handled, it's going to take a little more time than it would if we didn't have COVID. So how do you go about that sourcing and training and education, and also ensure that you've got good vendor vulnerability practices? And what I mean by that is, are the vendor partners you have today, are they really equipped to handle double, triple the volumes? And that should be the due diligence that you're doing today if you have existing partners that are part of, that you're going to depend on in 2021. And, you know, I know with Allied, I spend a lot of time each month talking to our key vendor partners and business partners, ensuring that we're all on the same wavelength, preparing them for what I think is going to happen with our volumes and inventories, letting them know what we expect, while at the same time hearing from them how we can be a better partner and a better customer for them, which in turn makes it better for the credit union industry as a whole.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, I think the theme here is, like, with uncertain times comes uncertain efforts. So this is, yeah, it's totally going to be that for sure. Any further advice here, Ann, for us? I mean, this is some fantastic information you're providing already. So any further advice here for credit unions to really take preventable measures? Again, it's all about being proactive here, it sounds like.
So, you know, across your organization, I think it's really taking a good look at deficiency balances and everything that feeds into those. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about certain loan types, you need to make sure that you can support and optimize every single dollar that you think you can get in the door, and that those deficiency balances are as low as possible. Because, again, difficult to collect. You already have some sort of, you know, issue there with membership in regard to what you've had to do. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure, if you're going to pull the trigger on a collateralized loan, that you're getting as much for that loan as you can get for the benefit of the member and the credit union. And, you know, not collecting dollars or attempting to collect dollars from members that you should have collected from other sources like insurance companies or ancillary product providers. I think also making sure in these times that as a credit union client and as the client, you also recognize the role of your service providers and the fact that in many times they're the ones on the front line doing certain activities. Have you allowed for them to have a PPE charge, for example, or certain protections for them so that they want to do your work? And I think, you know, that's going to come into play for sure. Yeah. And then just lots of good vendor vulnerability practices, where if you've got key vendors that are very critical to you at a lending and recovery level, that you know that they can sustain their service to you during, I think, what's going to be some uncertain times. Yeah. And then finally, anything you can do to provide you any sort of proactive data analytics to determine which loans do you really want to put your time and resources on, mm-hmm. and what ones maybe you know, may have a certain attribute to them, but we don't really need to spend a lot of time there.
Yeah.
I think that'll be critical, because I think overall resource strain is what we're going to see during 2021.
Yeah.
You never want to say it may look like 2008, 2009, but there could be some tendencies to that depending on what the recoveries look like.
Yeah, I see that too. And as you're talking, the word absorb comes to mind. And I don't know if you can answer this or not, but it keeps popping up in my brain. Are credit unions, are they, I guess, capitalized enough or that's the term I'm looking for, to absorb what's going to happen in 2021, or even kind of weather the extenuating circumstance, how all this has been delayed? Are they able to absorb this type of stuff? Because I heard, you know, in the very beginning, hey, this is, if any time were this to happen, you know, credit unions were really in a good place in January financially to handle something like this. So are they able to continue that trend going into 2021?
Yes, I think it's interesting because of the stimulus money and some of the other government programs. If you're to talk to most credit unions today, they would tell you that their delinquency is at an all-time low, but that delinquency is false. I mean, the good news is, right, we've been in a very decent economic position going into COVID. So our ability to rebound, hopefully, will be shortened, and that it's basically a bubble here for 2021.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're starting then to come out of it. And the great news about credit unions is they, above all other lending institutions out there, have a brand and an allegiance with their members that they can leverage. Mm-hmm. The one other thing I would say, make it as easy as possible for your members to communicate with you.
Yep.
And, whether that's smart videos, whether that's digitally. Right now, everyone is very, very used to communicating digitally because of COVID. And then, right, takes us 90 days to build habits. Many consumers are going to want to communicate that way. So it's very important that you have good digital platforms.
Yeah.
And you make it very easy for your membership to communicate with you, because especially in a delinquency cycle, those communications, you may only get one shot at that communication, and you want to make it as critical and efficient and effective as possible.
Yeah. Good stuff here. Oh my gosh, Ann, thank you so much. This is fantastic stuff here. Can't wait to post this one. So last question for you, where can folks find more details on this topic? I hear you guys are having like a COVID-19 webinar series. Is that
absolutely true? We are holding a COVID-19 risk and recovery series.
Okay.
Really talking about all aspects of the industry and how different business silos were affected during COVID, and what's to come as we hopefully here soon come out of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You can definitely go to our website, www.alliedsolutions.net.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a COVID-19 landing page where there's a lot of good tools and resources. And that one's simply our web address again, www.alliedsolutions.net/COVID-19, but no dash.
Okay.
Just COVID-19.
Got it.
And there should be lots of good information there to help you in your quest for information and other information that I shared with you today.
Fantastic. Yeah, we'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it and give you guys a call for questions or attend the webinars as well. So yeah, great stuff here. And thank you so much. I know you're busy, so I appreciate your time coming on and providing some great takeaways here that credit unions will really appreciate, I'm sure. So appreciate the time as always. And and keep up the good work there, okay?
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay,
really appreciate
thank you.
It.
That was